Thanks for dialing in to WGN Radio. We'll keep you posted on the weather and the news and traffic and all that jazz. And now some stuff in space. Michelle Nichols joins us again, the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. Hi again, Michelle.
Hi, John.
It's always good to talk to you. Can you just give us sort of the backdrop of what's happened at the International Space Station?
Yeah. So what has happened is... Boeing has created a spacecraft called Starliner, and two crew members were launched aboard Starliner a couple months ago, and they were supposed to spend some time checking out the spacecraft and hanging out at the International Space Station and then fly back on that Starliner and return to Earth. Well, in the usage of that spacecraft, they've detected some helium leaks, some problems with some of the control little thrusters, ones that cause it to move correctly. And so what NASA has decided and what NASA and Boeing together have decided is there is a little bit too much uncertainty in the safety of that particular spacecraft. So they're going to have the two astronauts hang out at the International Space Station until February, and then they'll bring them back via a SpaceX spacecraft at that point, a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. So basically, they'll bring the Boeing craft back, but without people. It can operate by itself. They just don't want to take the risk that something really, really bad might happen on the way back. They don't want to risk the crew's lives. And so despite all of the headlines, they are not stranded at the space station. They could come back very quickly if they had to. It's just they want to make sure and be ultra safe and not risk their lives when they just don't have to.
Their original trip up there, though, was supposed to be how many days?
I believe it was about 10 days or so.
Eight or 10 days. And now they're going to be there 8 months. There's enough oxygen, water, supplies, right?
Yeah, definitely. And anything they don't have, they've already sent up a batch of supplies for them, and they'll send up some more. And my guess is, I've only met one of those astronauts, Anita Williams, once. My guess is they are not sorry to get to hang out at the International Space Station for 8 months.
Really?
I bet you they're pretty jazzed about
really?
That, actually.
Really? Somewhere between 8 days and 8 months, I would be happy, but I don't know that it would be 8 months. I mean, this will sound rather pedestrian, but don't they have families back on Earth? And
oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, you gotta know that this is taking, I'm sure it's going to take a toll on family life at home, but you know what? They're astronauts. That's what they sign up for. And granted, their families may or may not necessarily sign up for all that, but they know it. They know that these are the potentials and the risks involved in this sort of endeavor. And sometimes stuff happens and your plans change.
Is there a spacewalk involved?
For those two, I don't think so. I don't think so. That could change in the future, but I don't think they were planning a spacewalk for
them. But the SpaceX astronauts, I mean, so SpaceX, though, Elon Musk's company is sending a rocket ship up to retrieve them. And that
Correct.
Will, and there'll be, is I believe, four astronauts in that space vehicle?
Or am I
thinking of a different mission?
You're thinking of a different mission. So there is another mission that's slated to launch tomorrow.
Right.
I'm sorry, no earlier than tomorrow. And that, meaning it could get delayed slightly. They detected a leak of some sort, so they need to fix that. But it's called Polaris Dawn. And that is a private SpaceX mission, which is being commanded by a billionaire who has been to space before. And they are going to be doing some radiation health testing, spacesuit testing,
right.
spacecraft testing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. I guess I would be confusing them because that's going to go up maybe on Friday, but this other mission, they're not going to retrieve them, you said, until February, right?
Right. They're going to send up a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft sometime in the next few weeks or so for that. But that one will go to the space station. This other one is not slated to go to the space station. The Polaris Dawn one. Yeah.
So that Boeing spaceship, though, that took them up there that had the leak, the rockets were kind of jittery and they're not confident sending them back. These are reusable crafts then? That's something that would come back, land on Earth, and they could use again, huh?
Correct, yes. And so in order to get full certification from NASA to continue to then regularly take astronauts to and from the space station, they needed to finish this particular crew mission, bring the crew home on that spacecraft and fully check it out. And so they're going to have to go back after they bring back the spacecraft without the crew, just go, okay, you're probably going to need another flight. I'm guessing they're going to need another flight with a crew. And so that we know for sure that this thing can handle taking folks to and from.
When these spaceships come back to Earth, do they land with a parachute or do they land like this shuttle, like an airplane?
No, land with a parachute. Yeah.
So they drop back down into the ocean, I guess?
I believe so. I actually can't remember. It's been a while since the Starliner did its thing uncrewed. And so I don't remember if that is a land landing or a water landing.
Yeah.
One way or the other, it'll land.
and the environment of space, we sort of take for granted or don't think about it. Like it can be fantastically cold and in the sun it can be fantastically hot, right?
Absolutely. You can have a temperature difference of 400 degrees from the front of you to the back of you. I mean, it's in the case of, you know, the internet discussion a few years ago, ocean versus space, which one would you pick? I'm going, man, at least I have a chance at ocean, because space, there is no way that space won't kill you at some point if you aren't prepared for it.
Well, that's the thing. So, but Elon Musk, one of his interest in space travel is he wants to colonize Mars. He sees that as Earth's oasis, right?
Yes, except how you getting 8 billion people to Mars? You're not.
Well, maybe we don't get everybody up there. But I guess my point was going to be that life on Mars on a good day would be better than the worst imaginable day on Earth. That I'm all for going to the moon or Mars or space. That's great. But I would rather us focus on saving Earth rather than living on another planet.
I would say Mars on its best day is only marginally better than just space. And every single environment you could think of on Earth is better than Mars. We are designed for here. We are not designed for Mars. And so we've got to do a whole lot of stuff to be able to survive on Mars, and it's not easy.
Well,
so that's definitely something to keep in mind.
And Michelle Nichols is on the line, the director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium. Though, if you're in space, though, for a long time in those spaceships, isn't that hard on your bones and body?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be up there that long. 8 months, though, is salvageable for these astronauts?
Salvageable, yes. We have had astronauts up for longer. So it's the time period is not unheard of, but it is rough on the human body. Yeah, you lose bone mass. You literally have to exercise 2 hours every single day just to partly maintain your muscle strength and your bone density and all that. And you're still not going to be able to offset all of the losses that you have. So it is definitely rough on the human body. Yeah.
You seen any good movies lately, Michelle?
No. We haven't been in a little while. I'm trying to remember what the last movie was that I saw.
I can't remember. I was watching a space movie called Passengers. Have you seen that?
No.
I'm not sure if you'll like it. Write that down. Report back to me, okay?
Yes, sir. Will do.
Michelle Nichols is the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. Michelle, we'll chat again. Thanks for your insight today.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.